Some ag exports still lagging from COVID. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Camps.
I think a lot of people don't understand that agricultural exports are important to U.S. agriculture.
Ag exports have had a tough time the last few years. First by the trade war with China, and then with COVID-19. Many exports like corn and soybeans have seen a rebound in exports, but other commodities have not. Dr. Andrew Muhammad with the University of Tennessee is an ag trade economist. He says cotton exports are a big part of Tennessee agriculture.
We do about $2 billion in U.S. agricultural exports each year. You think about the multiplier effect of that, the related jobs, that could be like a $4 or $5 billion impact. We are a major state for cotton, and as I mentioned in the presentation, most cotton produced in the United States, nearly 80% of it, is made for foreign markets and textile production, particularly in Southeast Asia.
The Phase One trade agreement the Trump administration made with China greatly benefited some ag commodities, but left others out. Dr. Muhammad says exports have improved from the COVID lows, but still aren't back to where we would like them to be.
One of the things about COVID is it significantly decreased the global demand for final products, where we are actually the major suppliers, the state of Tennessee, of the inputs for those final products, mainly forestry and cotton. We seem to be back to a pre-pandemic normal. What we have not been able to do is fully recover from the trade war. And that's where we're still lacking. But that's mainly a function, if I had to sort of say what's causing that, it's one, we rely on the forestry sector so much for global sales. Forestry is not prominent in the Phase One trade agreement.
And some goods we import are experiencing odd prices too, like fertilizer, which has increased greatly in price and left trade experts without an explanation as to why that is. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Camps.